So yeah, I feel that's more giving me a mental resilience. I've analysed all the benefits, but what I feel is you go in the cold, you do something you do not like. Nobody likes being in the cold. You go in there, you do that for 2 minutes, and you come out and you feel like you've won the world championship or something. I did that. The mental fortitude you get from that is incredible.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yesterday I was teaching a breathwork workshop, and that is one of the biggest, yes, there's cumulative benefits to doing this physically, but the choosing to do something deliberately activating to our nervous system, and then resting in that whilst you've got loads of adrenaline coursing through, and you know, getting comfortable with being uncomfortable, is that's what it's all about. That's the real magic, isn't it? Yeah, amazing.
I feel like I choose to put myself in a stressful situation, I then have developed a technique to deal with that stressful situation. So I do that every morning, whether that's in the cold shower here or I'm going to the ice bath. So when I do end up in a stressful situation, I'm practiced.
Exactly.
I've got something to fall back on. It hasn't just snuck up on me and I'm completely unprepared for this. So I'm either going to get really sad, really angry, or throw all my toys out of the pram or whatever. I've got something to fall back on that I practice every single day. If you practice anything every day, you're going to be good at it.
Absolutely. And this is the problem that we're finding ourselves in the world, is we're designing our lives to be very comfortable. And, you know, we can turn on the heat when it's cold, and we can turn on a fan when it's hot. But that's coming at a cost. Our resilience is just, so yes, deliberately putting ourselves in a state of high arousal allows the totality of our being to get used to this. Okay, we know how to handle this. We do this every day. So when it happens, when it's not our choice, we can deal with it. Yeah, it's really crucial and a missing link for so many people, I think.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of sort of lost magic, I'd call it, because way back in the Wens, when we didn't have nice warm houses with, like you say, with air conditioning and central heating and hot showers and all of that, we were out in the wilderness in the cave. That's what our bodies were used to. And that's how we coped with those stresses, because we were constantly dealing with the elements, the temperature, the threat of whatever may be nearby. I don't know, maybe in this neck of the woods, probably bears at some point. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if we're bears here, but
yeah,
certainly wouldn't have been humans.
Yes.
We were constantly dealing with that stress and yet living the lives that we were living. And now, because we, like you say, we live such comfortable lives, we're never too hot, we're never too cold, we have forgotten how to deal with stress.
Yes, we feel like being uncomfortable is you know, we need to run away from it. And you know, there's a great analogy that I just heard, or a metaphor that I heard recently about lobsters, and that lobsters, when they grow, their shell doesn't grow with them, so they have to go under a rock to seek safety from predators and cast off their shell while they build a new one. But the signal for that growth is pain, is to feel uncomfortable. You have to feel that discomfort first. And you know, if the lobster is like, no, I don't want to deal with this, then it's not really gonna grow, and it's not really gonna get anywhere. So we need to stop looking at discomfort as something that's wrong. It's always an opportunity for growth. So
something that comes before you is a catalyst to teach you love and understanding, compassion, all of that thing. So the things that make you angry, the things that make you sad, the things that make you frightened, these are all what he calls catalysts to help you learn about yourself. The more you learn about yourself, the less sort of hang-ups you've got, the less sort of reactive patterns you've got. And when you can deal with that, then you can bring that to the outside world.
Once you explained it fully, it's like this takes a gratitude journal like 10 levels up, because you're basically reframing the worst parts of your day into learning about yourself and reframing it into, okay, what good have I gotten from this? How has this actually gotten me closer to where I want to be? And that
You always say,
is,
where's the gift?
yes. Where's the
Yeah.
gift? Where's the gift?
What
I
my
mean,
go-to is to sit in stillness, sit in quiet. I very rarely would put music on, just allow whatever natural ambient noise there is, and then just allow my mind to settle. It used to be trying to settle my mind, but I think I'm a bit more practiced now and I just allow it to settle. I give it the space to do that. Sometimes it takes it a little bit longer than other times, but that's just what it's doing. So when that settles down, I get into quite a nice peaceful state, and I can sit there for 5 minutes, I can sit there for half an hour, depends on the day how much time I've got. And it's just a really nice way to start the day with a non-busy mind, that feeling of peacefulness and not worrying about I've got all this to do, that to do, all these things are need to happen today. It's how I want to start my day. I don't want to start stressed out, so I do the things that make sure that I'm not stressed out. I've also done a lot of guided meditations and I really get on board with them. They can take you in a certain direction. You can have an intention and then achieve it. And you also know that, right, oh, that video is 20 minutes long. So I just put 20 minutes aside, put my headphones in, and you just sort of surrender to what's going on. And that is really helpful too. My preference is the unguided, because once I get into that deep, peaceful place, I feel like that's the perfect place to ask questions, to do the inner work. So although I'm doing my catalyst journal and figuring things out here, I like to do that inside as well.
Today's guided meditation is inspired by song lyrics that Aaron has written. So take some time for you. Allow these words to resonate within you, echoing the importance of self-care and introspection. Take all you can to get you through, embracing the strength and resilience that lies within. In the depths of your being, there exists a great silence waiting to be discovered. With each breath, journey inward, past the noise of the outside world, and into the sanctuary of your inner self. Find your inner fire, ignite your spirit, and open your mind to the boundless possibilities that await. Turn your autopilot off and pay attention to the present moment. In the stillness, we cultivate the witness. We find clarity and discover the true essence of living authentically. Let go of the need to rush or push forward. Today, take it slow, knowing that you are exactly where you need to be. You are enough, just as you are. Embrace the freedom of letting go and allow yourself to be enveloped by a sense of peace, deep relaxation, and serenity. Repeating silently inside, I am not my thoughts, I am what observes. Let these words wash over you, reminding you of the profound truth that resides within. You are not defined by your thoughts or your body. You are a soul receiver, connected to the essence of all that surrounds you. Listen to the whispers of nature, the gentle rustle of the leaves, the soothing melody of the birds. Allow the symphony of existence to guide you home to yourself, back to the essence of who you truly are. As we gently return to the awareness of our surroundings, may we carry the peace and tranquility of this journey within us, anchoring ourselves in the sacredness of each moment. Remember, dear friends, that you are worthy of love, compassion, and joy. And let your light shine brightly, illuminating the world with your presence. And as we are coming to the end of this guided meditation, I hope you take a moment to express gratitude for this opportunity to connect with yourself on a deeper level. Carry with you the peace that you've discovered as you return to the world, knowing that you can always return to this place of inner calm that resides within you whenever you need. Namaste. Aaron Harwood, I cannot thank you enough, and I cannot wait to have another episode with you where we dive deep into this human experience. There's so much to talk about. Thank you for sharing with us all of the things that help you on a spiritual level, that really help build that resilience and deepen that self-care. And yes, and we'll put all the lovely links to your socials and everything in the description below. So thank you once again.
Oh, thank you for having me, Ash. It's been amazing. I really enjoyed that. I look forward to coming back.
Excellent, excellent. Take care.
See you soon.
Bye.
If I could sing or play an instrument for you, I would sing and play an instrument for you. If I could dance for you, I would dance for you. If I could paint for you, I would paint for you. But my thing is words. But the problem about words is that you may listen to them.
And that would be a mistake.